Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Fantasy Schmodown. I am your host, Trevor Mattson, and welcome to Battleground number one. On Wednesday, 2 days ago, we had Throwdown number one, where Alex Damon was victorious in the Ironman match over Amaro Moses, and Mike Kalinowski defeated Chandru Dhandapani 27-23. And Mike Kalinowski is moving on to fight at Versus for the Inner Geekdom Championship. But now we move over to Battleground. And today we have two great matches. We have a Geektacular and a Movie Warzone number one contenders match. We're going to be kicking off with the Geektacular match as the undercard. Mara Konopic is playing Greg Alba. The winner goes to Versus to play for the Geektacular Championship. Another Inner Geekdom match. Three Geek matches to kick off the year. But this will be a great match, I think. I'm really, really looking forward to this. Because Mara, obviously, is amazing. But Greg Alba is very, very undervalued, I think, as a player. Overlooked, I guess, would be the best word. So I'm very, very curious to see how much of a fight Greg Alba can put up against some would argue the greatest geek player of all time, Mara Konopic. So let's get right into the match. How this works, if you are new, based off of their possible points earned percentage, I simulate matches for each question. Say their possible points earned is 75%. I will do a random number generator between 1 and 100 for every question. If it's above 75, they get it incorrect. If it's below 75, then they would get it correct to simulate the events of a full match. Right now, we are building up to the first pay-per-view Versus with plenty of number one contenders match so far. Only Mike Kalinowski is the first one to punch in his ticket at Versus. He will be fighting for the Inner Geekdom Championship against an unknown opponent. We still are yet to figure out who's fighting in the other Inner Geekdom number one contenders match. Also, something that I will announce. So we are having Dan Morrell and Sam Levine play tonight in a Warzone number one contenders match. Sam Levine, not on the current roster, but getting brought up, as a veteran, a retired player, who are allowed to play anywhere. He's getting a number one contenders match against the GOAT, Dan Morrell. But I will announce, on Battleground number two, the main event will be the other side of this little mini bracket. It will be Ben Bateman versus Paulo Yama. The winner will play the winner of today's main event at Versus for the Movie Warzone Championship. So it's a Final Four tournament, if you will. Dan Morrell versus Sam Levine and Ben Bateman versus Paulo Yama. The winners play at Versus for the belt. We have Merle versus Levine tonight. Very much looking forward to it. I'll announce the undercard of Battleground 2 at the end of the show, as well as I will let you know again what's coming up on Versus, or on Throwdown, excuse me. But so much fun stuff. But let's get into Mara Konopic versus Greg Alba. Winner fights at Versus for the Geektacular Championship. Let's find out who it's going to be. All right, guys. Question number one. Round number one. There will be 10 questions, each worth a point. If a competitor gets them all right, they will get a bonus question. Ask just to them. If both competitors go perfect, then it will just be treated like an extra round one question. Here we go, kicking off in the category of animated. A new category. We start out with Mara. She gets it correct. And a miss from Greg Alba to start things off. 1-0. Mara Konopic in the lead. Question 2 in the category of Star Wars. Greg Alba correct. Mara Konopic incorrect. And we are tied back at 1. Question number 3 will be in Heroes and Villains. Mara is correct. And a miss from Alba. They're going back and forth. It is 2-1 Mara Konopic after 3 questions. This is a scrap. We will be getting no perfect rounds, but they are battling here on Battleground. Now on to Swashbuckling Adventure. Greg Alba, correct. Mark Knoppet, correct. The first question that they have both gotten correct. It is now 3-2. Question 5 of 10 in scores and soundtracks. Mark Knoppet is correct. Greg Alba is correct. 4-3. Halfway through round number 1. Question number 6 now will be in X-Men. X-Men to Greg Alba. He is correct. Mark Knoppet is correct. Now they're starting to find a rhythm. It is still 5-4. Mark Knoppet in the lead. Question number 7 will be in Superman. Superman. We will start out with Mara. She is correct. And a miss from Greg Alba. Mara extends her lead to 6-4. 6-4, Mara in the lead. Question number 8 in Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Greg Alba, correct. Mara Knoppet is incorrect. And Greg Alba makes back up that point immediately. We're back up to a 1-point game, 6-5. 2 questions left in round number 1. In the category of Marvel now, Marvel, Mara is correct, Greg is correct, 7-6. Final question of round number 1, a tightly contested round number 1, will be in the world of dystopian future time travel. Greg Alba is correct, Mara Knoppet is correct. So after round number 1, the score is Mara Knoppet 8, Greg Alba 7. Tight round 1, a bit of a slow, rocky start for both competitors in round 1. But they each bounce back nicely. And a solid round 1 from both of them, 8-7. So now this is interesting as we get into the wheel round. It's only a 1-point difference. Only a 1-point difference. So Mara Knoppet is in the lead by a point, 8-7. Will Mara go or defer? Mara is going to be deferring. So Greg Alba, we'll get the chance to spin the wheel. Whatever he lands on, he does have the option to spin away if he would like, but he must take the second category if he does so. Each question is worth 2 points. He can check down the multiple choice if he'd like, making it worth only 1 point if he gets it correct. If he gets a question incorrectly, Mara can steal for the full value. So, Greg Alba has spun Marvel. Now remember, this isn't just MCU or Marvel, it's all combined. Every film based off of a Marvel comic. And maybe that daunted Greg because he's spinning away and Alba has landed on Who Said It. This can be a rough category. This can be rough. Let's see how Alba does. Currently down by a point, 8-7. Question number 1 for Alba. He hits it for 2 points. 9-8. Alba has taken the lead. Question number 2. Another hit for 2 points. 11-8. Question 3, he checks down the multiple choice and is incorrect. So now Mara Knoppet for a 1-point steal also misses it. So both of them missed that question even after the multiple choice check down. So it's still 11-8, Alba. Question number 4, and this is a flat-out 2-point miss. So now Mara can get a big steal here, and she capitalizes on the 2-point steal. Alba now only has a 1-point lead, 11-10. Alba's final question of round 2. He checks the multiple again and misses once again. So now Mara for another 1-point steal. And Mara again misses the 1-point steal. So not the best round for Alba. Alba only picks up 4 points. Not the best. But Mara only able to pick up 2 points worth of steals. She had a potential of 4. Only capitalizes on 2 of them, which means that Alba still has the lead, 11-10. Instead of Mara having a 1-point lead, Alba now has a 1-point lead, but Mara still has a whole round 2 ahead of her. There will not be any knockouts. No knockouts today, but Mara with a good round could end up 7, 8, even 9 points ahead of Greg Alba. So let's see what Mara Knoppet spins. Mara has landed on Heroes and Villains. Let's see if Mara will keep Heroes and Villains. And she does. Mara Knoppet keeping Heroes and Villains. Let's see how this pans out for her. 5 questions in the category. Here we go. Question number 1 for Mara. Hits it for 2 points and she has taken the lead. 12-11. Question number 2 for Mara. Another hit for 2 points. 14-11 now. This is not looking good for Alba. Question number 3. And that is another hit for 2 points, 16-11. She now has a 5-point lead and is guaranteed to be in the lead heading into the final round, no matter what happens on these final two questions. Question number four. A miss from Mara, so now the potential of a 2-point steal, and Alba does capitalize. Now it is 16-13. So now that 3-point game, Mara, her final question of the round, she gets it correct. So 18-13 after round two, Mara with a solid round picks up 8 points. A massive 2-point steal for Alba, though, keeps him in the game. It is now a 5-point game, 18-13, Mara Kanopic in the lead. So now we head into the final round. Competitors will get a 2-pointer, a 3-pointer, and a 5-pointer. Questions always go to whoever is currently losing. Alba will need to hit his 2 and his 3, or his 2 and his 5, 3 and 5, or just his 5. He has to get some questions correctly to avoid a TKO, as he is down by 5 points. So let's see what Alba does here. His 2-pointer will be in the world of Star Wars. Star Wars. And Alba hits it for 2 points. It's now a 3-point game, 18-15. He can tie the game now with his 3-point question. He can tie it with his 3, which is in Middle Earth. And Alba hits it. So now we have a tie game, 18 apiece. And we bounce over to Mara Kanopic, whose 2-pointer will be in Who Said It. And Mara hits it to make the score 20-18. And she now forces Greg Alba to hit his 5. If Greg hits his 5, he will take the lead by 3 points and force Mara to hit her 3 to tie and her 5 to win. But if Greg Alba misses this question, Mara Kanopic wins and will be playing at Versus for the Geektacular Championship. Greg Alba's 5-point question is in the category of X-Men. X-Men. Greg Alba for 5 points. And your winner in advancing to Versus, the amazing Mara Kanopic. 20-18 is the final score. Alba misses his 5-pointer. He misses his 5, which means that Mara advances to Versus. Mara advances to Versus, and she will be playing, I'll go ahead and announce it now, on next Battlegrounds. I already said that the main event will be Bateman versus Oyama. The undercard of next Battleground will be another Geektacular number one contenders match. It's essentially the same as this, another Geektacular number one contenders match as the undercard, another Warzone number one contenders match as the main event. Like I said, it's Bateman Oyama as the main event. The undercard is Robert Parker versus Brandon the Hitman Hanna, the Spider versus the Hitman. They will play on the undercard next week of Battleground. The winner will play Mara Kanopic at Versus for the Geektacular Championship. What a match. A very, very close match, but it did really feel like Mara was in control the entire time. So that is it for match number one. But we have another member of the Kanopic Merle household, Dan Merle, playing in the main event against Sam Levine. Let's get into that match. All right, guys, here we go. Dan Merle versus Sam the Ma'am Levine. Here we go. So Warzone number one contenders match. 3-rounder. 8 questions in round number one. Our first non-InterGeekdom match. First non-IG match. Winner gets a spot at Versus. Here we go. Question number one for these guys will be in the category of action-adventure. Action-adventure movies. We will start with Dan. Correct. Sam misses it. Early lead for Dangerous Dan Merle. 1-0. 1-0 for Dan. Question number two will be in the category of animated. Animated. Levine gets this one correct. And Merle does as well. 2-1. Dan Merle and Bleed. Question number three will be in the world of comedy. Dan, correct. Levine, correct. After an early stumble, Levine is recovering nicely, only down by a point. Question number four will be in the world of directors. Directors. To Levine, he is correct. Dan is correct. Dan still playing perfect. Chandru, he went perfect in his round one, but didn't get the bonus. Maybe Dan can be the first one to go perfect with bonus on the show. We now go to dramas for the fifth question. Dan Merle is correct. Sam Levine is correct. 5-4. 5-4. Dan still perfect. Question six will be in famous actors and actresses. Sam's one of those. And Sam is correct, as is Dan Merle. 6-5. 6-5. Question number seven now will be in fantasy sci-fi. Dan is correct. And that's a miss from Sam Levine. It is now 7-5. 7-5, Dan in the lead. Question eight will be in the category of horror. If Dan gets this correctly, he will get a perfect round. Sam is incorrect. Dan Merle is correct. 8-5 after round number one. Dan Merle in the lead. He now will get his bonus question asked just to him. Oh, and he misses it. Still no perfect round with bonus on Schmodown Universe. But Dan Merle nonetheless is up by 3 points heading into round number two. How this will work, they'll spin a wheel. Whatever they land on, they have the option to spin away if they would like to. But whatever they do, and they must take the second one, though. Whatever they do end up with, though, they will get four questions in the category, each with 2 points. They can check down to multiple choice as many times as they would want, but it makes it worth only 1 point. If they get a question incorrectly, their opponents can steal. So, see if Dan Merle would like to go or defer. He is deferring to Sam Levine. So Sam, stepping up to the wheel, has spun Tom Cruise. And Sam Levine is going to be keeping Tom Cruise. He will get four questions in the category. Question number one for Sam Levine. He gets it correct, worth 2 points. It is now an 8-7 game. Dan still in the lead. Question number two in Tom Cruise. Also correct for Sam. 9-8. Sam Levine has taken the lead. Question number three in Tom Cruise. He will check down to multiple choice. And will get it correct. Correct on multiple. Now it is 10-8. Now question number four for Levine, this final question. He checks down the multiple once again and misses it. So now Dan, for a big 1 point steal, gets it correct. Massive 1 point steal for Dan Merle. So Sam gets 5 points, only drops one steal, but Dan capitalizes, and now Levine only has a 1 point lead heading into Dan Merle's round. It is 10-9. 10-9. So now, over to Dan. He has spun the category of... Just a minute. Yeah, Dan has spun the category of Audrey Hepburn. Audrey Hepburn for Dangerous Dan. Okay. Dan's first question. I didn't ask if you would like to go or defer. Yes, Dan is going in Audrey Hepburn. Sorry, got distracted for a second. Dan's first question in Audrey Hepburn. He gets correct for 2 points, and he has taken back the lead, 11-10. Question number two for Dan and Audrey Hepburn. Another correct answer, 13-10. Dan is moving along. Question number three. Once again, correct for Dan Merle. And final question to sweep Audrey Hepburn. Dan checks the multiple and is incorrect. So now Sam Levine, for a massive 1 point steal, And Sam gets it. Massive 1 point steal. It is now only a 4 point game. If Merle would have hit that last one for 2 points, even just on multiple, even on multiple, it's a 6 point game. For 2 points, it's a 7 point game. But checks in multiple, misses it. Sam gets the 1 point steal. So now we have a game heading into the final round. It is 15-11. Dan Merle is in the lead. Okay. Here we go. How the final round will work. Two-pointer, three-pointer, and five-pointer. Questions always go to whoever is currently losing. This determines who plays at versus for the War Zone Championship. Sam Levine will get his two-point question in the category of Matt and Ben. Matt Damon and Ben Affleck. Here we go. His two-point question. Sam will hit. It is now a two-point game, 15-13 Merle. But that means that we stay with Sam for his three-pointer, which will be in the category of period costume dramas. See if Sam can hit this. If he hits it, he takes the lead and forces Dan to answer some questions, also avoiding the TKO. And it's a miss from Sam Levine, which means that Sam now must hit his five. He's down by 2 points. If Sam hits his five, he will take a three-point lead. If he misses his five, Dan Merle will win by TKO and advance to versus. Sam's five-pointer is in the category of DC movies, films based on DC comics. Sam's five-point question. And your winner, by way of technical knockout, Dangerous Dan Merle. He does it, a TKO in the main event. He takes out Sam Levine. I think there's a reason why Dan is on the main roster and Sam Levine is not. Sam put up a good showing, but Dan Merle is the greatest of all time. He moves on, and he will play at versus in the Warzone number one contenders match, awaiting the winner of Ben Bateman and Paul Oyama. So that is it for today. Mark Knopik defeats Greg Alba. Dan Merle defeats Sam Levine. Next week, we have Throwdown and Battleground again. On Throwdown, we have Adam Collins versus Drew McQueenie versus Video Drew versus JTE. Sim Witwer playing Nikki DiMolanta in a Star Wars match. In the main event, Jeff Snyder versus Barbarian in a Schmodown Championship number one contenders match. Then on Battleground, on the undercard, we have Robert Parker versus Brandon Hanna in a Geektacular number one contenders match. The winner will play Mark Knopik for the belt at versus. And then the main event, Ben Bateman versus Paul Oyama, Movie Warzone number one contenders match. Winner will play Dan Merle for that belt at versus. So much fun stuff. Guys, thank you so much for listening to the show. I really do appreciate it. This is so much fun for me to make, and I hope you guys are enjoying it as much as I am. So thank you so much for listening, and until next time, see you on Wednesday for Throwdown. Stay safe, everybody, and goodbye.